Joining me in studio now is Jillian Shaw. Jillian is the tech reporter for the Vancouver Sun, best known as. She does some other writing, but mainly she runs the tech section. You don't run the tech section anymore. You're just a reporter now, aren't you?
I write in technology. I write digital life, actually.
Digital
Steve,
life.
But everything is digital life now.
It is. It is indeed. And joining us from San Diego, Don Buffamonte, who is the proprietor of autospies.com. How are you doing, Don?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
I appreciate you coming on. Now, I want to start things off by talking about Steve Jobs' legacy. And Jillian, it's self-evident why you're here. A lot of our listeners might wonder why I've got Don Buffamonte of AutoSpies on. But Don has a solid technical background. In fact, we met first back in about 1912 when Don was the technical advisor to the president of Apple Canada. So Don has been embedded in technology since day one. And the other thing that I think is fascinating is Don now makes his living talking about luxury automobiles. And the one passion we know Steve Jobs had was German luxury automobiles. He absolutely loved the design that went into and engineering that went in. So let's talk a little bit about what was your first thought when you heard Steve passed away, Don?
There are very few amazingly great people left on this planet, in my opinion, and he was one of them. He was the game changer of game changers. I thought about my life, especially because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be doing what I am today, and how the Macintosh changed my life and turned my life around. Just an amazing conglomeration of emotions in my heart.
Mm-hmm. It was more emotional. Now, did you ever meet Steve?
I did. I met him a few times.
Okay.
And although I did not meet him when he was at Apple, I met him when he was at Next Computer.
Okay.
In fact, one of my most famous meetings where I met him was at the wonderful Italian restaurant in San Francisco, Il Fornaio, and he was with Paul Brainerd, if you remember Paul from
Adobe.
Aldis,
Aldis, publishing guy. Yeah. Oh, wow. That would be a fascinating. They, of course, Aldis then got bought by Adobe. That's why I thought Adobe got bought by Adobe. What about you, Jillian? When you first heard of Jobs passing, what was the first things that went through your mind? Was it a personal thought or was it a professional thought?
Well, like a lot of people, I wasn't surprised. He had been sick for some time. And I guess what I think amazed me most, Steve, was I felt that a huge impact for me, but I'm in technology and I write in technology and have been immersed in it. But what I saw was the outpouring online, just the flood of tweets and posts and comments online. And it seemed that Steve Jobs' death transcended just the technology community, and it was right across the board. For hours, you couldn't read anything in Twitter streams or Facebook or any of these social networks that didn't refer to his death.
And I thought long and hard about this too, because I, like you, Don, was personally moved because of the fact, and I only bumped into Steve Jobs once. I never actually knew the man, but you know, my career parallels his almost exactly. He gave me the technology that allowed me to make my career, and I realize how intrinsic that technology is. And I was thinking, would I feel the same way if I was in construction and, you know, the person who had designed the tractor that I used had passed away? And I guess the difference is our computers are an extension of our communication metaphor. They're how we talk. So when we have a great thought, when we're depressed, when we're excited, we're sharing that through our keyboard, through our email, through social media. So much of what we have, we pour into that computer that it becomes, it almost develops a personality and becomes an extension of our personality. That's the difference, is the way that we use the tool and how we use the tool, and it becomes such a part of our personal and business life. And that's why it's so much more profound.
Well, exactly, and it's not, even if you're not an Apple user, and this is what is so profound about the genius of the man, is he affected the way we interact with technology, mm-hmm. all technology. So no matter what phone you're using or what computer you're using, it all harkens back to something that came out of this man's mind. I mean, you and I had the very first Apple computers, and the user interface, and which changed the way that we dealt with computers at the time, just as he changed the way we interact with our phones, with the iPhone, iPod, and music.
Yeah,
if you could net it down to one sentence, it's interesting. When I was at Apple Canada, working for David Ray and John Sculley was running Apple, you know, the line, the tagline we were using in all of the ads basically said, you know, the power to be your best. And in essence, through the Mac, through the technology, Steve gave us all the power to be our best.
Can you compare him with another figure from history? I've heard people comparing him to Da Vinci, and that doesn't work for me. And I've heard people comparing him to Henry Ford and to Albert Einstein, or Thomas Edison. Excuse me, not Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison. And none of those work for me because they were all, for the most part, for instance, Da Vinci, he was an artist and a scientist. He blended it together within himself. Steve was neither the artist nor the scientist. He had an appreciation for all those things, but he was just this incredible visionary and leader. And he somehow had an ability, I think, to be able to take very, very talented people and get them on the same train as he was going on. I don't know how he did that, but that seems to me to be the magic of Steve Jobs. Don?
But, you know, he also had this innate ability to look at something after every other person on the planet has looked at it and not had a good solution and come up with an amazingly revolutionary spin on how you would use it and what it would be good for, and taking maybe four or five different features that weren't all together at one point and putting them together to make the magic. That really was his amazing talent. He just had a feel for what would enchant and delight people.
Mm. And it's kind of ironic that that comes out of a person who, by all indication, was fairly taciturn and Spartan in his own life. He, you know, there's very famous stories about the house that he lived in while he was a bachelor was a huge mansion that had no furniture in it. He never bought furniture.
That's pretty common for most tech CEOs and, you know, in the world today. I mean, look at Zuckerberg and you look at some of the other guys, Michael Robertson when I was at MP3.com. I mean, they're not worried about, you know, what they're going to get or what, you know, they're all about the mission, right? The journey is the reward.
Yeah, that was the name of Steve's first book, of course, as well. So what's the let's take a little look at the future then, the legacy that Steve Jobs has left. How long does Apple have to run with the leadership that he provided before we see things start to change dramatically? Jillian, do you have a thought on that?
Well, you know, as we talked about earlier, Steve, things have been pretty much laid out. This was anticipated for a long time. His succession was very smooth. I mean, and arguably, although people with the launch of the iPhone 4S, you know, of course, the new CEO isn't Tim Cook isn't the showman that the man he's replacing was. But no, in terms of the company, they don't seem to have stumbled, and they seem to be looking forward to a pretty rosy future. I mean, look in the first day of sales of the iPhone 4S, which was panned by analysts and investors, sold a record more than 1 million, you know, pre-orders, and that is a new record for any Apple launch. That 2 days after the co-founder died. So, you know, I think going forward, possibly it'll be a little time before they slow that train down.
Mm.
I think one of the things we're underestimating also, and I don't think we should, is as great as Steve Jobs was, you have to have an amazing team to execute. And I wouldn't underestimate some of the people, maybe we've never heard their names, that are still at Apple, the people who are looking at this and saying, hey, now it's my time to shine. Here's an opportunity for people to see my, you know, what I've done at Apple and what I can do. And I think you're going to see some breakout stars in the future, too.
Mm, that's an interesting concept. My thoughts on that are that the team that Steve has built now, that it will continue, Apple will continue, with maybe not quite as meteoric a rise as far as coming up with insanely great ideas, as Steve would say. But it's when these people pick their successors, that's where Apple's going to reach the crossroads. How good are they going to be at evaluating talent and getting talent on board the way that Jobs was able to do? I think that's going to be the crossroads Apple faces, and that's probably starts 5 years out, maybe, and extends maybe for the next 15 years after that. So that will be the time. In the meantime, I mean, we all, both Jillian and I, are sitting here looking at our iPads as we work through the different notes. And Don, I know you're a Mac fan. Are you still got a Mac on your desk, buddy?
oh man, I got iPads, Macs, iMacs for my 4S on Friday. Although, did you see in Germany some people actually got their 4S's? What's up with that?
Already?
Yeah, there was some mess up with shipping, which is it's a good Don Buffamonte.
One thing you might have forgotten, Steve, is I'm sitting here in San Diego. You know, you never know; they might call me back up to the majors over there at Apple now that Steve's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have a few vacancies, Don.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're probably number 3 or 4 on their list of the most likely.
I highly doubt it.
Don Buffamonte, you can find his sage work at autospies.com. If you need to know anything about the world of luxury automobiles, AutoSpies is definitely the internet's hottest resource on that. Don, thanks so much for sharing with us, and it's good to hear your voice again.
Thanks for having me on the show, and don't forget, spy before you buy.
There you go. AutoSpies.com, Don Buffamonte. I'm Steve Dotto with Jillian Shaw. You're tuned in to Dotto Tech.
Dotto Tech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.